First, some levity. In one of the best interviews in the history of this station, about 10 years ago, we were wrapping up our stay in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. It was a Monday morning. They were breaking down Radio Row. Gordo took out the wireless and talked to one of the workers there at the convention center in downtown New Orleans by the name of Javier. And this Radio Gold is brought to us by Spectrum VOIP.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Javier.
Javier, I notice you're wheeling around these trays of, I guess, some sort of eats.
It's cookies and brownies.
Ooh.
And we have salads. Real good. Real delicious.
Tell me what kind of salad that is.
That's a garden salad.
A what now?
It's a garden salad.
Ask him if he's got any beer.
What's your favorite thing to eat, Javier?
Gumbo.
Come again?
Gumbo.
Oh, gumbo, yeah. That's good.
Like to drink with that gumbo.
Did you grow up here in New Orleans?
Born and raised.
Oh. Bonnie who?
I said born and raised here.
Oh, yeah. So, what about your family? Always been here?
Always been here.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to high school? Did you go to that Lee Harvey Oswald High School?
I went to L.C. Foshi.
What?
It's a high school uptown. It's a real nice school.
Uh-huh.
Where once was, but it closed down. And then it became, somebody came another high school.
This is an 840 character.
And then... When you were a little Javier, what did you want to grow up to be?
Cooking. I love to cook all my life.
You never wanted to be in the NFL?
Uh-uh, no. Too small.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'5".
And who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Javier?
Baltimore Ravens. Gotta go with Ray Lewis.
What's that now?
Gotta go with Ray Lewis. You gotta get his ring. Gotta get his ring before we retire.
He already has one.
Yeah, he's already got one.
I think he's already got a ring.
You gotta get another one. Add on to the collection.
Yeah.
What,
Gordon George can't handle Javier.
What do you mean? I'm just listening.
What, do you want me to ask him something, George?
No, I'm just listening.
You married, have kids?
No children, married, no children.
Ask him what he likes to drink.
What do you like to drink?
It depends. Depending on what the mood is, it might be Heineken's. It might be vodka, Crown Royal.
Or does he like, liquor or beer better?
You like liquor or beer better?
Liquor.
Wine?
Beer makes you go to the bathroom.
Wine or beer?
I'm sorry, what'd you say about beer?
Beer makes you go to the bathroom. I mean, rain beer, you gotta stick going to the bathroom. Depending on how much you drink. But liquor, you don't go as much. And you gotta smooth the teeth.
Gotta smooth the teeth.
Smoother taste.
Can you name all four Beatles?
Bruce Springsteen. That's all I knew.
You only know Bruce?
He's the most popular one out of all of them.
He's the most popular one.
He's a white guy. Must be.
That is awesome.
Who's your favorite white musical artist?
Michael McDonald.
He's real good. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, he's real good. He's one of the best. One of the best they got out there. Besides Bruce Springsteen, they about wasn't one.
What?
Then you got Elton John. He's real good too. You got a film out there that's real good. You can't just narrow it down.
Yeah.
Because you have artists that's a bunch of them that's real good.
What Hollywood starlet would you like to lay with in a bed?
Elizabeth Taylor, if I had.
I guess.
What, is he 90?
She got the whole package. She got the looks, the brain, everything. And the talent.
She's dead.
And a matter of fact, the money.
She died like a decade ago, didn't she?
Well, still, I take her. If she can come back, if I had to take somebody, I will take her.
If she became reanimated?
If she came reanimated, I take her.
What's his favorite animated film over on animation?
Speaking of animated, what's your favorite animated film?
Shrek.
Shrek.
That's a real good movie.
Because Eddie Murphy's.
Who's your favorite character in Shrek?
It's got to be the donkey.
It's so mean. It's hard to decide. He got a bunch of good characters on him. But I can't name them off top. I can't think of them.
Well, there's Shrek.
He'd be one of my favorite characters because he's a real good actor. The person that plays him.
You know the name of the person that plays him?
I don't know it.
All right, now, you mentioned Elizabeth Taylor, and that makes me think that you may be old, but you look young. How old are you, Javier?
42.
Yeah, well, what about a more current, like Lindsay Lohan or...
Oh, no, Lindsay Lohan. You can keep her. No, she's getting too much trouble.
Okay, all right.
Put her back. Let me see.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
I take Jessica Simpson, because she got a real nice body.
What's your favorite part of a woman?
Face. The face is most important. If she look good, yeah, then she all right.
Ask about the booty.
What about the booty?
That too, but if she ain't got the face, mm-mm. Without the face.
All right, after the face, though, what's your favorite part of a woman?
The booty be the next part. You had to take that. Then if she got breasts, then she got something going for her, too.
Yeah. What do you like about the booty so much?
If it's nice and round, and it got nice shape to it.
You like slapping the booty a little bit?
Every now and then. Depending on what the mood is. When you're with your wife or your girlfriend, depending on what the mood is.
You slap up your wife's backside pretty good?
Somewhat.
When do you think the last time you slapped up your woman's backside?
It's been a while. But she don't really like it too much.
She don't like it.
What does she like in the bedroom?
It depends. Depending on what the mood is.
Let's say the mood is horny. Does your wife get horny?
No, she don't get horny. Uh-uh.
Do you?
Uh-uh. Them days long gone. That's in my younger days.
You're only 42, Javier.
That's in my younger days.
All right. Well, Javier, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Pleasure meeting you.
That's our guy, Javier.
Amazing.